Barhead. A Barhead man facing multiple serious charges will have to wait until April 17 to learn what he will be sentenced to after he pleaded guilty to multiple charges, including an aggravated assault, which required the victim to undergo surgery for injuries involved in a stabbing. On April 9 at Barhead Court of Justice, Kyle Tyson Kwok, appearing via CCTV from the Edmonton Remand Center, pleaded guilty to one count of aggravated assault, one count of failure to comply with release order conditions and two counts of failure to comply with undertaking conditions. The Crown decided to drop three other charges, which included threats to cause bodily harm, mischief damage over $5,000, two counts of failing to comply with an undertaking, and one count of failure to comply with release order conditions. The Crown prosecutor, Anthony Estefan, applied to delay Kwok's sentencing so that the victim of the crime could submit a victim impact statement. Justice Gordon Putnam granted the request. The facts. According to Estefan, on October 12, 2023, Kwok was subject to an undertaking he signed at the Westlock RCMP detachment. This undertaking prohibited him from attending a town of Barhead residents, except for a one-time appearance to pick up his belongings under police escort. An RCMP member then gave Kwok a courtesy ride from Westlock to Barhead, dropping him off at roughly 9:45 a.m. About 30 minutes later, Estefan said police received a complaint that Kwok was at the Barhead residence, that as part of the undertaking, he was prohibited from being at it, and that he refused to leave. When they attended, they found Kwok hiding in the kitchen, he said. Estefan said that, as a result of this incident, the accused was taken into custody and released the same day when he signed another undertaking, the conditions of which prohibited him from attending the previously mentioned residence and from making any contact or communicating with its occupants. 4 months later, on February 12, 2024, RCMP received a call from a man who was at the Barhead Healthcare Center, saying Kwok had stabbed him during an altercation after he showed up at his residence, which he was prohibited from doing as part of multiple undertaking release orders. In his statement to police, the victim indicated that earlier that morning, Kyle Kwok attended his residence intoxicated, Estefan said. When Kwok was told to leave, a struggle ensued involving mutual shoving leading to the back deck, where Kwok pulled out a knife, stabbing the victim twice in the stomach. At the time, Estefan noted that the victim did not realize that he had been stabbed, but he noticed blood, so he drove himself to the hospital. He was then transferred to the University of Alberta Hospital where a CT scan revealed that a stab wound nicked his bowel and required emergency surgery, he said. Estefan added police found Kwok still at the residence, severely intoxicated and that a knife was in plain view on the kitchen table. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.